talking about transportation, there's a startup out of Bedford, New Hampshire called Ride Links. And you can check this out. It's spelled R-Y-D-E-L-I-N-X. And you can check it out. But the couple behind this are from Bedford, New Hampshire, and they're taking this thing to 50 states. Interesting time with all the challenges in transportation, record high gas and fuel prices, how this is going to play. It could be a double-edged sword. It could be good for the startup. But anyway, I want to bring in Max and Saverna. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Ahmad, the founders of RideLinks. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Jack. Yes, Saverna is pronounced correctly. I'm very, very happy to be here.
Tell us about why and how you started this and what this is and how it sort of differs from, like, the Ubers of the world, or maybe it doesn't.
Good morning, Jack. My name is Max, and I'm the founder of RideLinks. And the way I come up with this this app is, I own a blue sky transportation limousine company for the last 18 years. And we always have one issue that every time we go to point A to point B, we always come back empty. So I come up with a deadhead ride situation that why come back empty when we can pick up another passengers. So with my app, I'm allowing drivers and riders to make their own price. So they can negotiate price of the app, and rather charging a full price, take whatever they can get the price for and get the job done.
It's interesting. And where are you at in the startup? Because you're trying to spread it to all 50 states, correct?
That is correct. So far, we are in about 21 states, I believe, right now. And we have about 60,000 users.
Okay. And so it's really taking advantage of what's in front of you, right, Saverna? I mean, if you look at it, basically allowing the rider, you know, the customer or the rider, to name their price and choose from other drivers or vehicle types. Is that correct?
Yes, so I think that's what differentiates us, that, you know, RideLinks is a platform. Our motto is RideLinks is a platform that connects the right driver with the right passenger. And by that, we mean, you know, everyone has a budget. Everyone has different likes and dislikes as of what type of vehicle they might like or what kind of driver they might like. So we are giving the users, riders and drivers, the option to choose. For example, Jack, you need to go to Boston Logan, and you put in X amount of dollars because that's your budget, and you put your date and time, and you submit that in the app. And what the app does, it sends that message out to drivers around your area, and now drivers are going to see that Jack wants to go to Boston for X amount of dollars. Now they can accept that price, or they can make a counter offer to say, hey, you put 100, we'll put 140, we put 120. Now, at the end of a few minutes, you get a long list of different feedback from different responses for all of these drivers with different prices. At the end of it all, you as the rider get to choose, and you pick whoever suits you. And that's how it works.
Now, Saverna, I understand that paints a pretty good picture. So you to have the app, your drivers or your potential drivers and potential riders all have to be on the app to match, correct?
Yes.
That is correct.
Okay, so, you know, from the Uber world, when Uber sort of first kicked in and became more popular, even here locally, a person would have to sort of drive on their own, their own vehicle, but they'd be under the Uber umbrella. So it's similar there, but it's a little bit different, correct?
Correct. So all those drivers, they are signing up with the RideLinks. All they have, they are currently a limo car service. Drivers, they have background check, criminal record. They have their own insurance, commercial insurance.
Okay, they do.
So basically they have a permit, and the only thing is missing is the passengers.
Okay, so you explained a little bit of the difference. So to be a driver for RideLinks, typically you'd be someone who is doing this, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, because I was wondering about safety and insurance, and you answered that question. So it's growing. You're in just over 20 states. Is it, you having fun with it?
Yeah, definitely having fun with it. And then what's pretty cool about it, you know, we tested the market and we're listening to our users and we're listening to their feedback. And we're trying to improve, and we're coming up with new functions in a new version that's being released in the summer. So, you know, we want to make it very user-friendly, very, very easy to use, that a kid can use if they need to, or senior person can use with no thought. It's just there, and it just connects you to where you need to be.
And if you want to learn more, you can contact Saverna, S-A-V-E-R-N-A, at RideLinks, RYDELINX.com. Let me ask you both this real quickly. Are you in the entrepreneurial world bootstrapping this, or do you have investors, or where are you at in your business model?
It's me, myself, and I.
Yeah, it's just us. No investors. We're not ready for investors. We want to build this out and, you know, put it in every hands, you know, in every ride share person. Just let them experience it and build with it.
When did you start RideLinks, roughly? What, you know, how many years ago?
Oh, we started building in 2018, so we launched it in June 20th, 2019.
Now, do you have, do you have daytime jobs, or is this it?
Well, this is it. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur myself. I have another company called Think Tank. It's an IT company that I own. And I also own Blue Sky Transportation, a limousine company that I own, and RideLinks.
Max, I don't think you're the type that could work for anyone else. Am I right?
not at all. Yeah. Yeah. He's very much into what he does, and he's a visionary, and right. We're very excited of the way this is unleashing, because we didn't expect it to be this great. You know, we just had an idea, we put it out there, and it's taking off really nicely. We're very thankful to all of our users, and, you know, we're asking, you know, let us know what your thoughts are in the right. app and how we can make it better, because this app was created for you, you know, the people.
I appreciate it. Thank you both very much. Good luck with RideLinks. Thank you very much for joining us on Good Morning
New
Hampshire.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.